This is Akashvani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Shagun Chopra. First, from the Lok Sabha. Writer is Asim Kamal of PTI. The Lok Sabha today passed the second batch of supplementary demands for grants for 2025-26 as well as the Appropriation Bill 2026. The supplementary demands for grants includes grants pending towards setting up of an economic stabilization fund of 1 lakh crore rupees. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the economic stabilization fund will help the country withstand economic shocks such as those arising from the current global crisis without derailing government schemes. Responding to a discussion in the Lok Sabha regarding the second batch of supplementary demands for grants for the financial year 2025-26, the finance minister said that this fund will serve as a buffer to absorb shocks stemming from unforeseen global challenges such as the ongoing crisis in West Asia. She said the Economic Stabilization Fund will provide India with the financial resilience to face global headwinds. Taking aim at opposition members who were creating an uproar in the House over the West Asia crisis and the reported shortage of LPG in the country, the finance minister said it is unfortunate that while she is addressing unforeseen global situations, supply chains and the LPG, they are pursuing their own agenda. Following the minister's reply, delivered amidst the opposition's uproar, the House passed the second batch of supplementary demands for grants along with other appropriation bill by a voice vote. In her remarks, Sitharaman stated that the fiscal deficit for the financial year 2025-26 will remain within the revised estimates. Amid sloganeering by the opposition regarding concerns over LPG shortage, Sitharaman stated that due to the second batch of supplementary demands, there will be no increase in expenditure beyond the budget estimates for 2025-26. She also assured there will be no shortage of fertilizers for farmers, and this has been fully addressed in the supplementary demands for grants. She said this time farmers are being provided with 26% more fertilizer subsidy. She added that funds from this fertilizer subsidy will be directed to every state to facilitate decentralized procurement for farmers. Addressing the issue raised by some members during the discussion who claim there is fertilizer shortage in the country, the finance minister stated that while the country currently possesses adequate fertilizer stocks for kharif crop season, the government is already making provisions for rabi crop season of December 2026. Sitharaman noted that a proposal of approximately 6,500 crore rupees has been included in these supplementary demands for ex-servicemen. The finance minister stated that 9,000 crore rupees is being dispersed to the states as several states had requested these funds following the revised estimates in December. Taking a dig at the opposition, she remarked, "The leader of the opposition and other members of the opposition who speak without proper thought should make it a habit to read up a little before asking questions." She further mentioned that 3,000 crore rupees is being allocated to SIDBI, Small Industries Development Bank of India, for the benefit of MSMEs. Describing the supplementary demands as a useful instrument, Sitharaman dismissed the opposition's allegations that they were necessitated by miscalculations made in the budget. Sitharaman said it is not the case that this has been introduced due to any miscalculations made in the budget. She further said that under the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a decision has been taken to present the supplementary demands for grants only once or at most twice. Through the second batch of supplementary demands, the government sought Lok Sabha approval for spending a gross 2.81 lakh crore rupees extra in the current fiscal year, with additional receipts of 80,000 crore rupees budgeted for the current fiscal. The net additional cash spending will be 2.01 lakh crore rupees. In the revised estimates for current financial year, the fiscal deficit has been estimated at par with budget estimates of 2025-26 at 4.4% of GDP. Total expenditure in budget estimates has been cut by 1 lakh crore rupees to 49.65 lakh crore rupees. Till January, the government had spent 36.9 lakh crore rupees according to Controller General of Accounts data. Parliament's nod had also been sought for an extra spending of 19,230 crore rupees towards fertilizer subsidy and 23,641 crore rupees for subsidies under Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Ann Yojana. Other major expenditure heads include 41,822 crore rupees for the Defence Ministry. Meanwhile, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Virendra Kumar introduced the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha. The bill seeks to provide a precise definition of the term transgender and make provision for graded punishments that reflect the gravity of the harm inflicted upon such persons. The bill notes that it is imperative to give a precise definition for proper and definitive identification and protection of transgender persons to whom the benefits of the present law must reach. The protection and benefits that are provided under the present law are vast in nature, and therefore care has to be taken that such identification cannot be extended based on any acquirable characteristics or personal choice or claimed self-perceived identity of an individual. The bill also contains provisions for designation of an authority which will have the option to seek expert advice if required. The draft law also seeks to empower transgender persons to make consequential changes in official documents. Earlier, Lok Sabha proceedings were adjourned till 2 p.m. amid relentless protests by opposition members over the LPG situation and hike in its price due to the ongoing West Asia crisis. As the House reassembled at 12 noon after an early adjournment over the same issue, opposition members trooped into the well and raised slogans against the government. After laying of papers, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju slammed Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for refusing to understand the pulse of the people, saying if the principal opposition continues to behave in such a manner, people will punish them severely. He said their leader is refusing to change. Rijiju said now the members are also behaving like him, an apparent reference to Rahul Gandhi. Referring to the opposition benches, he said their leader is indulging in drama in Parliament premises by holding plates and glass. He said the Congress thinks that by doing such theatrics, they will be able to draw the attention of the people, but people know them very well, and that is why they have not been able to come to power. Expressing disappointment over the Congress behavior, the minister said no one in the Congress party is making their leader see logic. He further said that there is still time to change, otherwise people of the country will punish them severely. As the opposition refused to relent, the chair adjourned the proceedings till 2 p.m. In the morning, Lok Sabha proceedings were adjourned till 12 noon amid protests by opposition members over the LPG supply situation and price hike. Speaker Om Birla warned the opposition members against disrupting the question hour and asserted that it is everyone's responsibility to protect the dignity and sanctity of Parliament, both inside and outside the House. As soon as the House met for the day, the opposition members sought to raise the issue of LPG supply situation and price hike. Birla said, "The question hour is an important time where issues related to the nation and constituencies are raised and all members should be allowed to raise their questions." He told protesting members that their behavior does not befit the House. Birla said on one hand, opposition members keep complaining that they don't get opportunities to raise their issues and on the other hand, they don't allow the question hour to function. In around 3 minutes of convening for the day, Birla said the opposition does not want the House to function and then he adjourned the proceedings till 12 noon. Opposition parties are at loggerheads with the government on various issues. India has temporarily reintroduced kerosene for household use and coal for hotels and restaurants as the escalating West Asia crisis disrupted its energy supply lines from Gulf countries. With the conflict shutting Strait of Hormuz, the narrow sea lane between Iran and Oman, through which India got more than half of its 5.8 million barrels of crude oil, 55% of cooking gas, LPG, and 30% liquefied natural gas, LNG. Oil companies have prioritized supply of LPG to household kitchens while cutting back on commercial users like hotels and restaurants. The Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day to meet again on Monday, 11 a.m. after the passage of the supplementary demands as well as the Appropriation Bill 2026. And now, a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Kumar Rahul of PTI. Rajya Sabha today discussed the Private Member Bill, the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Amendment Bill 2024, moved by Fauzia Khan, NCPSP, on 7th of February last year. Participating in the discussion, nominated Rajya Sabha member Sudha Murthy called for making counsellors mandatory in schools to help children who faced sexual offences. Supporting the bill, she stressed on the need to sensitise parents on how to handle if such an incident happened to their ward, and they must be a part of counselling so as to be able to make the child mentally healthy. Murthy also stated that the POCSO Act must be made a part of the Bachelor of Education curriculum so that teachers understand the changes in children in case of sexual offences and take appropriate further action. Ashok Kumar Mittal of AAP stressed on the need for time-bound punishment of offenders, including those who commit the crime online. BJP member Dharmshila Gupta said many of the steps proposed in the Private Member Bill have already been addressed by the government, citing several measures and announced for women and child protection under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Ghanshyam Tiwari of BJP said the POCSO Act, passed in 2019, stipulates capital punishment for extreme cases of sexual offences against children, even as several instances are not reported by parents. Moreover, 1,023 special fast-track courts have been established, including 412 exclusive POCSO courts, to expedite the cases under the Act for speedy justice, Tiwari said. Tiwari said, the compensation provided to the affected children is on the rise, which reinforces the government's intent to support them. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav alleged left parties and Congress are not allowing development works for the progress of Kerala and asserted that the central government has increased the budget by 8 times to improve the rail network in the southern state. Replying to supplementary queries from CPIM member John Bitters during question hour in the Rajya Sabha, the minister also alleged that unholy alliance between the left and Congress has no intention to complete any project in poll-bound Kerala. During Zero Hour, Trinamool Congress MP Derek O'Brien highlighted that India continues to be exposed to external shocks, as has happened during the current West Asia crisis, when the country has to invoke emergency measures to boost LPG production. O'Brien said, despite creating a fabulous slogan like Make in India, the share of manufacturing in total gross value added has gone up in the last 10 years by only 0.3%, and same is the case with exports. On 11th March, in the Supreme Court of India, the CJI-led bench against has said that the academics who have written the chapter in NCERT textbook should not have any role in academics-related matters, public-funded institutions and government institutions. She alleged that this and further co-directions in the matter seeking action against those criticizing the judiciary on social media amounted to judicial overreach. She urged the law minister to ensure there is no such judicial overreach that may create problems in times to come. Rajya Sabha MP, Shiv Sena UBT member Priyanka Chaturvedi, she also urged the law minister that one can understand the anger of the judiciary on being singled out on the issue of corruption, but everyone should be accountable to the law and treated equally. She highlighted that a notice for impeachment of a High Court judge is pending before Parliament, as a huge amount of cash was recovered from his residence, but it was merely transferred and no action was taken. That's all in the Parliament Review.